ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नमो सूत उवाच। As you know, we are reading from Canto 1, Chapter 18, The Appearance of Shukadeva Goswami. I'm sorry, 19, Chapter 19, in verse number 1. Have you written the verse? You don't write. Huh? Oh, it's bored. Then there is no need of this. Okay, it's all right. Suta Vacha Mahipatis अथ तत्कर्म गर्यम विचिन्तयन् आत्मकृतं सुदुर्मनाः। We should always be clear about the second line, last word. It is ha afterwards, you know. सुदुर्मनाः अहो मया नीचम् अनार्यवत् कृतं निरागसी ब्रह्मणे गूढ़तेजसी कविं पुराणं अनुशासितं। दिस इज लिरिक। महीपतिस्त्वत् तत्कर्म गर्ह्यम्। महीपतिस्त्वत् तत्कर्म गर्ह्यम्। No, not mahi. Mahi is long. Is it? The line is there. Mahipatisvat tatkarma garhyam. Vichindayan atmakritam sudurmanaha. Aho maya nicham अनार्यवत् कृतं निरागसि ब्रह्मणि गूढ़तेजसि मतिस्त्वत् तत्कर्म गर्ह्यम् विचिन्तयन् आत्मकृतं सुदुर्मनाः। अहो मया नीचम् अनार्यवत् कृतम् निरागसि ब्रह्मणि गूढ़तेजसि महीपतिस्त्वत् तत्कर्म गर्ह्यम् विचिन्तयन् आत्मकृतं सुदुर्मनाः। अहो मया नीचम् अनार्यवत् कृतम् निरागसि ब्रह्मणि गूढ़तेजसि। वेरी गुड। निरागणि ब्रह्मसि गूढ़तेजसि महीपतिस्त्वत् तत्कर्म गर्ह्यम्। ദേഹം നിത്യം ചലനാത്മകൃതം അഹോ മയാ നിശമനാര്യവത്കൃതം നിരാജസി ബ്രഹ്മണി ഗൂഢതി. സത്കർമ്മഗര്ഹ്യം മഹീപതി എന്ന സൂത ഉവാച സൂത ഗോസ്വാമി സൈഡ് മഹീപതി ദ കിങ് ത്രൂ ബട്ട് അഥ ദസ് വൈൽ കമ്മിങ് ബാക്ക് ഹോം തത് ദാറ്റ് കർമ്മ ആക്ട് ഗര്ഹ്യം അബോമിനബിൾ വിചിന്തയ thus thinking, ātmakṛtam, done by himself, sudur manāha, very much depressed, aho, alas, maya, by mean, nīcham, heinous, anārya, uncivilized, what, like, kṛtam, done, nirāgasi, unto one, who is faultless, brahmani, unto a brahmana, guda, grave, tejasi, unto the powerful. Translation by Śrīla Prabhupāda. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki. Please repeat. Śrī Śrīla Goswami said, while returning home, the king, Maharaj Parīkṣit, felt that the act he had committed against the faultless and powerful brahmana was heinous and uncivilized. Consequently, he was distressed. Again, Sri Śrīla Goswami said, while returning home, the king Maharaj Parīkṣit felt that the act he had committed against the faultless and powerful brahmana was heinous and uncivilized. Consequently, he was distressed. That is Prabhupada ki. Please hear the Prabhupada. The pious king regretted his accidental improper treatment of the powerful brahmana who was faultless. Such repentance is natural for a good man like the king, and such repentance delivers the devotee from all kinds of sins accidentally committed. The devotees are naturally faultless. Accidental sins committed by a devotee are sincerely regretted, and by the grace of the Lord, all sins unwillingly committed by a devotee are burnt in the fire of repentance. Yes, Prabhupada ki. Om Adnyana Timirandasya. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Pitam Bhutana Tadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Yuta Pada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavasya Sadhaitam Sabadutam Parijana Saitam Hey Krishna Karuna Kindo Kindo Jagatre Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Ishwari Vishwanama Sute Devi Pranamami Haritiye Vancha Kalpataru Besha Krupa Sindhu Bevacha Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastati Gaurava Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanshi Vibhushita Karan Navanira Dabhat Pitambarat Arunabimba Paladharastat Pundendu Mukhat Aravinda Netrat Krishnat Param Kimapitatvam Aham Najane Krishnat Param Kimapitatvam Aham na jane Krishnat param kimapi tatvam Aham na jane Krishnat param kimapi tatvam Aham na jane The beautiful in 4-9 verse it describes Krishna Vamsi Vibhushita Karan Karkar his hands. His hands are decorated with beautiful flute in Vamsi. Vamsi Vibhushita Karan Navanira Dabha Navanir, you know, newly watered in clouds, his color is also given. His hands are always decorated with the flute, beautiful flute, and his color is newly watered in clouds. These clouds, the material clouds, they look dull, but he's all transcendental. And so there is a beautiful hue coming out of his vigraha. We cannot really imagine, that's why he is known as Archindya, can never conceive about him. that we, which we can't conceive, is known as inconceivable. And inconceivable, how can we conceive? Isn't it? It's very easy to understand. Because he is inconceivable, however hard we try, we cannot conceive. And if you try to conceive, we are forcing him to become material. So don't try to conceive. Bhaktya mama vijanati. By only bhakti, we know him. No brain. Those who have no mind, they can understand it. As soon as being your speculative mind inside, in between us and him, he vanishes. He can be on a mental level. He is without fail on a spiritual level. As soon as they realize this, then the whole Bhagavatam, all the verses are crystal clear in front of us. Because we have the wrong notion about Krishna. We don't really understand him. And because we don't understand him, we cannot understand Bhagavatam at all. Please, this science cannot be understood or explained by words coming out of our own mind. These words have got to be coming from the spiritual source. Otherwise we can't touch it. It is very nicely said that Navanira Rabat, your color is very beautiful with the hue, blackish hue, which we really inconceivably imagine about it. Maybe we may see the hue in the deities if they are served nicely. If there is a less service, Krishna leaves from the deity and the deity becomes completely not worth looking at. Please. That's why it's very creditable here. There your altar is immaculately best, you know. We see so many altars. But these deities are very small, and even then they are very impressive. And the altar is immaculately clean and everything. Nicely colored, not neglection is there. This is the way we should come to Krishna. You know. See, sing. Vamsi Vibhushita Karan Navanira Dabha. Then he describes his amber, Pitambara, his vastra. He is also like himself. Anything regarding him is himself. Anything regarding us, connected to us, is not ourselves. It is material. So my dhoti is completely different from me. My kurta is completely different from me. Anything regarding me, oh, I may possess so many things, but it is different. There is duality. As soon as you go to the spiritual world, the duality is conspicuously absent. And how? That everything is the spiritual there. Again, it is inconceivable. So don't try how. No, how is a dog. How is a dog. So don't be dog regarding Krishna. How is completely absent. You have to take it, that's it. There is no how. As soon as how is there, the mind is there. And the mind, as soon as the mind is there, Krishna vanishes from that discussion and from that darshan. Everywhere Krishna, as soon as the mind comes in, he vanishes. It's an art, you know, yoga, karma, kaushala. It's all kaushala. Unless you learn this art, don't come to Bhagavatam. Then better devote yourself to mind and go to hell. I mean, this is a hellish condition. As soon as you are dictated by your mind, the first thing will be that you will hanker after some riches or money or whatever. And as soon as you may be able to amass the riches, then wine will be there, women will be there, and so many gambling will be there. all this in mind. For a change, we are under the roof of Srila Prabhupada. Here, these concoctions are completely absent. We are satisfied with whatever we get, automatically. No need of anchoring. And as soon as these really primary qualities we develop and understand and develop, till that time you may hang yourself upside down, you don't understand a single word of Bhagavatam. Please. Some of our own choice, or we may be forced by our circumstances to come here. But now you are here, better behave in Rome as the Romans behave. As it is said correctly. You are in Rome. So as well, you are anyhow you are here. So behave now as the Romans. You cannot be English in Rome. You have to be Romans there. Otherwise you'll be kicked out. Hey, you are not Roman, you are English, get out. We are here, I have to behave as a devotee. Otherwise I don't have any place here. Everything will be taken from me and kicked out. If you are very kind, you will leave the clothes on my body. Otherwise those clothes also will go. Get out. Please. Try to understand this. And then you understand this verse very nicely. So the mind is not there. And as soon as the mind disappears, we are very blissful. It's only the mind that is the trouble. It's better we have sea very near here, you know. Pacific Mahasagar. Big ocean, you know, great ocean is there. Just go there, take out your mind and let it go in the ocean. No need of it at all. Do it today, eh? Go. And take my mind also with you. So I should not go there. Please, to that extent, we should forget the mind. And there is no need of mind, really. Frankly speaking, we don't require the mind. And that's why mind has no existence in you. You can experience. We may think, where is my mind? No, you can't point out anywhere. You think, where is your mind? Can't pick out and show anything. It's non-existent, very powerful. Then how can a non-existent be powerful? How can we may have a dictator here, but he is not here. So you don't have to do anything with him. If he is non-existent, why should it be powerful? We are making it powerful. That's our defect. He is not here. And we are making him powerful. This we should completely forget about. And as soon as you come to this understanding, then you relish Pitambarad. It's a nice yellowish golden color amber, you know, nice clothes. And then Aruna Bimba Phala Dharoshad. Aruna, like sun. Bimba is the fruit. It's a nice fruit grows in the forest. It's a reddish, sunny color. Aruna Bimba Phala. Phala means fruit. Adhara Ushtad. Adhara means lips. Your both the lips are like red bumble fruit in the forest. Very red. There is no need of lipstick for his lips. It's natural red. And those who are really running after him, they also naturally develop their own good qualities, good facial expressions and everything. There is no need of artificial appearance. Artificial appearance can never help you. Never. What is it that Michael Jackson, so many times he had the operations, you know, plastic surgery, is it? And then we want to stop the old age. In old age, the muscles are falling down. So he picks up and tie here and tie there and tie. And then the time comes when it cannot be tied. Now his face is worth not looking at all. He doesn't come out. He has become a sage now, secluded. Why? Because it's not worth coming out. Looks like a monkey maybe, more less than a monkey. Monkey doesn't have plastic surgery. He's a naturally monkey. This is our condition. And with these dirty habits, and with all the dirty appearance and existence, we come to Bhagavatam, maybe we can't understand anything. And then we term it as a mythology and go away. It's not mythology, you are mythological. Please remember this. Pitambarad Aruna Bimba Paladaroshat Vamoshi Vibhushita Karan. You see, Karan. This vibration, transcendental vibration is Krishna. Vamoshi Vibhushita Karan. Navaneer Dava. Pitambara Aruna Bimba Paladarushtha Purnendu Mukhad. His lotus face is like full moon, and moon is round, you know. It's never like banana. And our faces are, banana is beautiful, but our faces are rotten banana. You know, somewhere big, somewhere small, dripping somewhere. This is our condition. Purnendu Mukhad Aravinda Netra. This is Netra. His eyes are nice, lotus, petal-like. Aravinda Netra. And my condition is Krishnat Param. Apart from such Krishna, Tatvam Aham Najane. I don't know anything else apart from this Krishna. Krishnat Param. Tatvam Aham Najane. Krishnat Param. Kimapi Tatvam. Aham na jane. Krishnat Param. Kimapi Tatvam. Aham na jane. Aham na jane. I don't know anything else. This saves us from wasting our time. As soon as you come to this conclusion, then whatever time you get apart from your seva or bodily activities or whatever responsibilities, then you invest all the seconds into the scriptures like Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad. We don't want anything else at all. Nothing, nothing. Come to resolve and then you will follow this verse very nicely. This is the only way. There is no other way at all. If your attention is divided, then you please don't divide the attention. Go. Go. If you want to go to the hellish life, go. Who stops you? Get out. And try some liquor. Try some meat. Try some women. Try whatever you like. Try. And then come back. So then you will be experienced. You know, master degree in material life. And doctor, you know, thesis. Write a thesis, you know. And then we'll call you a doctor of the material existence. And you will be straight then. Because material existence has completely slapped you to its satisfaction. Then you may look red, you know. So you say, how nice, healthy I am in material existence. Nobody can be there healthy. Please, please. The point is, in the Bhagavatam class, In the class, instead of dividing our attention here and there, better you pay attention to those activities. And then decide, come here, you are welcome always. Our doors are wide open. Anytime you can get out, anytime you can come in. But as soon as you come in here, then we have these traditions. And once you come to this, then this verse is beautiful. This 19th chapter particularly explains you the appearance of the greatest devotee, Sukadeva Goswami, when Parikshit was in trouble, you know. So his nature is Sukadeva Goswami, you know. His nature is Sansarinam Karunayaha Purana Guhyam. That is his nature. Sansarinam. We are all sansaris. We are all helplessly engaged in taking birth again and again, dying again, dying, again taking birth, again dying, again dying. We are acclimatized to this process. And we think that it's natural. You know, I die, again I come. I die, again I come. This is sansari. And whenever he sees the people in trouble, then he comes there. Because Parikshit Maharaj was in trouble. That's why he appeared on his own accord. He said, I come here because the room is very good. Then I come here because the prasadam is best. Then I come here for any other purpose. No. This is Sukadeva Goswami. Sansari nam karunaya. Being merciful to the sansari, he always comes. And this is our parampara tradition. We don't have any other lakshya, any other goal in our mind. Wherever we go, we have only one thing to give, and that is unflinching knowledge about the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna. Otherwise, we don't want to go anywhere. We don't have to come anywhere. We'll lock ourselves in and forget about everything. This is Sukadeva Goswami. And then he is merciful, karunaya, to these sansaris like us. What he does then? Aha! He speaks. And what does he speak? Purana Guhyam. This mysterious scripture. This should be our way. We have come here. You please take it in and aha. As soon as you understand, you are going to speak about it. Aha. Purana Guhyam Karunaya. For the merciful. Mercy. Have an unlimited mercy towards the people who are undergoing unsurpassable miseries. Even now, because it is raining. Raining is outside. But our mind is very clever. We are lying in a quilt, bed and everything, you know, very cushy. And he said, do you want to die? Why do you get up? It is raining. And when rain is not with you, in your room there is no water. But the mind convinces you, it's raining enough. Oh, come on. And we... Here also we do the same thing. Oh, it's raining? All right. And then rain doesn't come on your body. There is no water in your room. And even then we take comfort. Stop these things. And as soon as you stop these things, the austerities begin with the sincere effort to understand the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord, as He is, He comes in front of us. We don't have to go to Him. The only thing we have to do is to follow the process. And in order to follow the process, everything should have to be left like Parikshit Maharaj. As soon as he knew that he is going to die, without any consideration, within a moment, he left his treasury. How much treasury he should have? He was emperor. How much big treasury? How many managers he might have? No instruction to anybody, nothing. As soon as he learned that he is going to go, he immediately left everything. And if I lose my brush, I will run around the whole building. Where is my brush? Where is my toothbrush? Where is my did you see my toothbrush? And then I'm sitting on a vessel. Half the time worrying about my toothbrush. At least you are better than me here sitting on the ground. I am most hypocrite person in front of you. My mind is integral into my toothbrush. Oh, how nice it was, and how many hairs were there, and it was very nice. I could clean my tooth. And now what can I do? Get out, go and get my brush, man. So he loses Bhagavatam and he is searching my brush. And this is my condition. How can I speak about Bhagavatam? And who will understand me? They will understand the brush very clearly. Because my mind is brush. Brush mind. Or something else, whatever. Attachment should be very understandably, completely forsaken. And as I told you yesterday, forsaking is not the carelessness. We do our duties to the best of our ability, but at the same time, we know that the results are up to Him. So we are not the circus. We are very sincere workers, but when the result comes, then surely we depend upon Him. That is how the detachment should be created. And this Parikshit Maharaj knew this art. So without it, he knew that prakriti hai kriyamanani gunahi karmani sarvasya. All the activities are bound to go on whether I am here or not. I am just here to facilitate the activities. I am not here to obstruct anything. He knew this very well. So without hesitation, the same moment, he left and without any clothes, he went to the Ganges, of the bank of Ganges, and stayed there. That is Shukadeva Goswami and that is Parikshit Maharaj. Unless this combination is here, we will not release a single word from Bhagavatam. This is the condition. Bhakti as it is doesn't depend upon any conditions. But it has these preconditions, very hard. That it should be detached. The person must be detached. Just to come to the devotional service like Parikshit Maharaj, and just to obtain the spiritual master like Shukadeva Goswami, we should remember this sentence Prabhupada has written in second chapter of the first canto, that devotional service should be based on four ground of knowledge. Repeat. Devotional service should be based on the foreground of knowledge. So this is the first condition, foreground. This building appears very beautiful because it has a foreground. Nice compound is there, bit of garden is there, nice porch is there to go out, and there's a building beautiful. Because of foreground, the building looks beautiful. Instead, if it not have the foreground, if the building would be touching to the footpath, it won't look good. That much good. This is our devotional service also. In order to have a sincere devotional service, we must have the foreground. And that foreground is a full knowledge. We have complete knowledge about this. And to obtain the knowledge, we should go to the authoritative scriptures. And translated and purported by authoritative men. Otherwise there are plenty of translations here and there. Then translator will add something of his own flavor. Drunkards also translate. And they will find out that we have to drink in order to understand Krishna. Somewhere they will put in this way that you must be intoxicated in order to understand this. Drunka is trying to translate. The most materially attached person also translates. So he said that without your wife, how can you go to Bhagavad Gita? As if wife is very essential for Bhagavad Gita. And here's the point when we have to forget our own body, what to talk of the bodily relationships. This is the main thing to be understood. And as soon as you understand this, this is knowledge. And then the supreme knowledge is that one day we have to go. This whatever we are doing here, nobody can stay here permanently. There is no exception to this rule. Without exception, our limbs will completely without any life one day. This hand I can pick up now. Maybe after 2 seconds, I may lose the life without any notice. This is the thing to be remembered. And this is the foreground of knowledge, full knowledge. There is nothing else. Once we were in Singapore, you know, and we had a nice class. So there were ladies, so many ladies also. So she came to pay obeisance. So she was nearly middle-aged lady. So I asked her, what is she doing? So she said, I'm working in a prison. I said, in prison? Lady working in a prison? So is it a women prison or male? She said, no, it's male prison. They should be very rowdy. What are you working at? So she said, no, I'm working in the wing, wherein the prisoners are already condemned to be executed. So I thought that they should be very rowdy. More than hanging, there is no other punishment, isn't it? So they know they have to die, so they can behave in any way. But she said to me, no, no, those who know that they are going to die on Saturday, they behave very well a week or 2 weeks before. This is our condition. This is the foreground of knowledge. As soon as you remember that I am going to be hanged without notice, then we behave very well. And good behavior is required for devotional service. This is first part of the sentence. Come on, repeat. Devotional service should be based on the foreground of knowledge. And we have seen the knowledge. Then second thing is there. Combine with material detachment. Frankly speaking, we may never be attached. We force ourselves to be attached to our house or properties or bank balance or whatever. Naturally we are detached, we know very well that nothing belongs to me. Super soul is sitting in our heart also, and he always gives us the correct instruction. At the best, you are a trustee. And suppose I am a trustee in the cow protection program, then there may be millions of dollars lying there. But I know that these dollars are meant for cows. I don't trust them. This is the way we should behave. And that is combined with the material detachment. We may have so much with us, but we very well know that next second I will not be there, and this whole collection of my whatever bank balance or houses will be enjoyed by somebody else. So it's better that Krishna enjoys. This is it. Then we may be worried in Indian families more so about the children and this and that. So there was one very nice Marwadi merchant in Patna, in Bihar, you know. And he was very successful businessman. So naturally he was amassing so much wealth. He had 4 children. So in during his whole life, he did not spend a single pence. But instead, he had nice 4 houses, nice 4 shops, everything full of goods and everything ready. Just as the child grows up, he will sit in the shop. So four shops were running, 4 houses were ready for residence. And now as soon as the children are married, they have the shop and the building ready. And to his surprise, one went somewhere, never came back. The other 3 were just wondering whether they should sit in the shop or not. So the second also left. Then two remaining. So the elder brother tried to grab the whole thing. He said, these are nonsense, three brothers. I am the only clever one. So I will have all the shops. And then he stopped his father coming to the shop. That is, father who tried to give all his perspiration to establish the four shops and this. In the end, that father was locked up in a room. And he was not allowed to come out from his room in his own house. And he died without a single penny. He was just requesting the son, please bring me the razor, I want to save. Or please send me the cup of tea. He was shouting, I have heard it, him. Please, please send one cup of tea. This is the result of our hoarding. And for our own children. They have their own karmas. In your family is a good thing. They just, you're not attached. They know what they are doing. It has also some inability here and there. But this is the detachment should be there. The only one thing we don't understand, that I'm not in control. The supreme control is in his hand. This is foreground of knowledge. Devotional service, which is based, come on, devotional service, which is based on foreground of full knowledge, combined with material detachment, and then it should be fixed. Devotional service must be fixed. So how to fix? It should be fixed with oral reception of the Vedanta Shruti. Come on, it should be fixed with oral reception of Vedanta Shruti. And then he completes the sentence. This is the only perfect method. This is the only perfect method by which sincere devotee, sincere and inquisitive devotee can realize the supreme absolute truth. This is the only way. Please try to realize supreme absolute truth. Repeat the sentence. Easy to me. Devotional service, which is based on foreground of full knowledge combined with the material detachment, and we have fully well understood the detachment, combined with material detachment, which should be fixed by the oral reception of Vedanta Shruti, is the only perfect method by which sincerely inquisitive student can realize the absolute truth. So the ball is in our ground. You have to be sincerely inquisitive. And you have to have material detachment. At the same time, you have to have the foreground of full knowledge. And then only devotional service will be the perfect method to realize our essential goal. Once we understand this, our minds will always attach to Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and the process. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki.